USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam facing intense pressure from fellow Democrats to resign after admitting that he posed for a photo in a racist costume as a medical student more than 30 years ago, has reportedly been calling state Democrats to say he now doesn't think it's him in the picture and that he won't resign. On Friday, the state legislative black caucus and both the House and Senate Democratic caucuses called on him to step down. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, member of the Homeland Security Committee, tells CNN Newsroom she does not think there'll be another government shutdown over border wall funding.
I have said to my constituents that that will not be the way we will go. Whatever process we have to use to ensure that this president does not contribute to the shutting down of the government, we will continue to work, continue to negotiate for the American people.
Jackson Lee saying if the president declares a national emergency to get the funding, Democrats will sue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After repeatedly criticizing the Russia probe on television, one judge sends a warning to a friend of the president. USA's Wendy King has more.
A federal judge in Washington is thinking about placing a gag order to special counsel Robert Mueller's case against longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone. The judge said the charges should be treated like a serious criminal matter and not a public relations campaign or a book tour.
There's talk of a possible GOP primary challenge to President Trump in 2020. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers have made a record drug seizure in Arizona involving fentanyl and methamphetamines. John Clemens reports.
The seizure is the largest in the history of the agency. Teresa Small of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells us what they found in a hidden compartment of a trailer that was loaded with cucumbers.
It also had about 300 packages of methamphetamine that weighed almost 395 pounds. Collectively, the dangerous drugs that were seized had an estimated value of $4.6 million.
This year's Super Bowl is being used to highlight a topic often left in darkness. Mary Frances Bowley of Wellspring Living explains some warning signs of human trafficking and what you should do if you suspect it.
So if you see a situation where you see a child with someone that's definitely older and maybe some inappropriate activity happening in the way that person is being treated, you want to say something. I heard a girl say, you know, we'd be with our trafficker and there'd be five girls with this one man. Why didn't somebody say something? And so we need to be aware of what's going on and be proactive. We need to say something, and that would be call police.
Some groups claim that the influx of crowds for the Super Bowl contributes to an increase in sex trafficking, but leading anti-trafficking groups say no evidence supports the claim. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says their new Mercedes-Benz Stadium will hopefully encourage the NFL to hold the Super Bowl in Atlanta on an 8-to-10-year rotation. Sunday is Atlanta's third Super Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.